بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصني، قال لا تغضب، فردد مرارا قال لا تغضب. رواه البخاري. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says رسول that a man came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم for advice. He said أوصني، give me some advice. Rasulullah s.a.w. tells him, لا تغضب, do not become angry. So this person then asked for more advice. He repeated this request and said, Ya Rasul, give me more advice. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, لا تغضب, do not get angry. So in this particular hadith which we did before, Rasulullah s.a.w. advised this particular sahabi because in his case, Rasulullah s.a.w. knew this particular weakness of his, and therefore Rasulullah admonished him and reminded him of the same advice. He didn't give him any separate advice or new advice. It was the same advice. Each time he said, Osini, give me more advice, more advice. Rasulullah said, La taghdab, do not become angry. Because anger is from shaitan. And therefore when a person becomes angry, then he should read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This is a mastoon dua. To suppress your anger, the person becomes angry, you should read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the sahabi to not to become angry. Person should control his anger. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. A strong person is not a wrestler who pins his opponent on the ground. A strong person is that person at the time of anger, he controls his anger. وعن أبي يعلى شداد بن أوس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء فإذا قتلتم فأحسنوا القتلة وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبحة وليحد أحدكم شفرته وليرح ذبيحته. رواه مسلم. أبو يعلى شداد بن أوس رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah Ta'ala has ordained, he has prescribed kindness, ihsan, goodness upon in every matter. Then Rasulullah explained, فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُ الْقِتْلَ. When you are taking revenge and you are killing, so of course in Islamic country, when a person killed another person, then the family has the right now to take revenge and qisas. So when this killing is going to take place, Rasulullah said, فَأَحْسِنُ الْقِتْلَ. Kill well, kill in a good manner. Don't mutilate the body. Don't cause unnecessary and grievous injury and damage. Do it in a correct way, how Shariat has prescribed it. Then he said, وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا ذِبْحَ. When you're making qurbani, when you're slaughtering your animals, then do it in a good manner. Don't make the animal restless by pointing the knife at the animal at the time of slaughter. Rasulullah SAW told a sahabi, you wish to give this the animal two mouths? Why don't you sharpen your knife somewhere else, not in the presence of this animal? So this is Sharia. This is Islam. It teaches us even how to take care of animals. And when you're slaughtering, فَأَحْسِنُوا ذِبْحَ, then do it in a nice way. And then Rasulullah explains, وَلْيُحِدَّ أَحَدُكُمْ شَفْرَتَهُ, that each of you should sharpen his knife. Don't go with a blunt knife and cause more difficulty and pain to the, and suffering to the animal. So each one of you should sharpen his knife and give rahat to the animal, give comfort to the animal by slaughtering the animal swiftly. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ما خير رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أمرين قط إلا أخذ أيسرهما. Whenever Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was given a choice between two matters, he always chose the easier one. ما لم يكن إثما, as long as the easier one was not sinful. فَإِنْ كَانَ إِثْمًا, if that happened to be the choice, one was permissible, one impermissible, so one is good and the other one is bad, it is sin. فَإِنْ كَانَ إِثْمًا, if the choice was one which was sinful, كَانَ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ. Rasulullah SAW was the one who stayed furthest away from all the people from Ithm. He never chose that one then. So if there was a choice between two correct things, two permissible things, then Rasulullah SAW will choose the easier one. Because he came for the ummah, to show the ummah the way towards Jannah, and we did the adri yesterday. Yassiru wa la tu'asiru, give glad tidings, make it easy for the people, do not make it difficult for them. ومن تقم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لنفسه في شيء قط إلا أن تنتهك حرمة الله فينتقم لله تعالى متفق عليه. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم never took revenge for himself on his own behalf. Somebody harmed him in any way, he never took revenge. Yes, when any rights of Allah Ta'ala was violated, then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would take revenge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبركم بمن يحرم على النار أو بمن تحرم عليه النار. رسول الله said, should I not show you that person upon whom Jahannam is haram, Jahannam cannot touch this person, so should I not inform you of the person who is haram for the hellfire or the one for whom Jahannam is haram. رسول الله said, تحرم على كل قريب هين لين سهل. Jahannam is unlawful for every person who is close to people, who is soft, who is lenient and easygoing. These are the words Rasulullah used. Qareeb, he brings people close to him. Hayyin, he is soft. Hayyin, layyin, these are the two similar words which means a person is soft, he is lenient. Sahrin, he is easygoing. He's not harsh, he's not cruel, he's not difficult. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is because of the mercy of Allah that you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, you are lenient with people. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, if had you been harsh, ill-tempered and very, very cruel, then the people, the Sahaba, would disperse away. They will move away from you. They will not be sitting around you. They won't become close to you. So this hadith, may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. The month of Ramadan is coming. Allah give us these qualities. Sometimes it's difficult. Somebody irritates you and you become angry, you get upset. Then for us, لا تغضب, do not become angry. And of course, we should not irritate the next person, especially the month of Ramadan, over small petty things. Let us behave ourselves and conduct ourselves in a correct way to gain the real taqwa which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. And that is the goal of Ramadan. It's not just the fasting and the taraweeh and the ibadat we're making, but there's so many other things that comes with our fast that we should implement to get the real taqwa. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.